Karl Rove. It's like a bad rash. Guy never goes away. Bad rash, this Karl Rove. Watch him Monday, he's on the 8 p.m. show. You watch him Tuesday, he's on the night show. 10 p.m. Wednesday, 9 p.m. Thursday, 5 p.m. Friday, another show. And then Saturday, he's on Airport Radar and Sonogram. Sunday, there he is on the Sunday Fox News show. And he's cycled through again. I guess they like him. I guess this is what they want. Those of you who are too young to know or remember, and we have a lot in that category listening to the program, these battles with entrenched Republicans who really do like big government, they just want to run it, have been going on for a long time within the Republican Party. And the Republican Party's success, ironically, has been when conservatives, because we're the outsiders, have managed for a period of time to control the Republican Party. But just like the Democrats and the Democrat Party, the Republicans use institutional means and the Republican apparatus to try and defeat us. And unfortunately, I feel they're doing that on our favorite cable station. They're doing it in some of our favorite websites, or what were. And it's really quite remarkable. I don't see a big conservative media other than a handful of us on talk radio and a handful of columnists and a handful of websites on the internet. I do not see this conservative media. I see a Republican media, and they do not support conservative insurgents. They do not take the lead from an intellectual or substantive point of view of helping blaze the trail for conservative principles. Instead, they keep preaching accommodation and surrender and moderation as conservatism. But I've been through this before. I've seen this before. And it takes a rare and courageous and confident and knowledgeable and intelligent individual to take them on. That's why Reagan was so remarkable. So remarkable. His third try, he got the Republican nomination. He was opposed by the Republican establishment. He was opposed by the Bush family. Ted Cruz is under attack. Mike Lee's under attack. But they're under attack, you know, from columnists at the Washington Compost and at the New York Times, who dress up as conservatives, but really they're cross-dressers. They're really liberals.